Welcome back to our Guthrie County Let's Talk program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have District 5 Guthrie County Supervisor Michael Dixon. We'll talk about the redistricting map and Guthrie County as a sanctuary Second Amendment county.
You know, what does it mean to be a sanctuary amendment, sanctuary county?
This means, you know, the county supports the Constitution of the United States, and that, you know, we support the right to bear arms in our county.
And then also, why make Guthrie County a sanctuary county?
Because there seems to be, the federal government seems to want to take away some of the rights of the people, and that is a constitutional right, and Guthrie County supports it.
And then switching topics here to White Pole. What kind of the factors going into that for providing funding for White Road?
Well, White Pole Road going through Stewart there is a farm-to-market extension for the county. And the county has looked at other roads that are farm-to-market extensions. We met with the city of Stewart. We met with the state DOT. There are laws and codes that state that the counties should be helping the cities, smaller cities, with farm to market extensions, and there should be some cost sharing there. And so with that, the board decided to help Stewart there, or help cover some of the costs there for the White Pole Road through Stewart.
What were kind of things wrong with the White Pole Road that they wanted to fix that you guys are helping pay for?
The wheel ruts in the road. There's going to be pretty deep wheel ruts in the road with the heavy traffic going on White Pole Road. That leaves the wheel ruts pretty deep, and that's something that makes winter maintenance very difficult for them, and that is something that we're going to help out with.
And then what kind of funding is going to go into White Pole Road? What funds are you going to grab from?
For just this maintenance part of it, we'll just be using local funds from the Secondary Roads Department.
And then, again, moving topics here, what is the importance of redistricting?
Because we have to. I don't know about the importance, I guess. Every 10 years they do a census, and that's when we have to do redistricting based on population. I guess, you know, as far as importance, that's probably the importance of it. You know, if the population centers have changed within the county, or, the redistricting is, we have five districts in the county, five supervisor districts in the county, and you split them up evenly according to population.
And then the process go into setting up a commission and appointing members?
Well, with this being all new, we're kind of learning as we go here. The state legislature has changed the rules on us from the past, so this is all fairly new. Way I understand it, we've set up a commission here, and in the past, the commission, drew the map and split the districts up, and then presented that to the board. And but now, the way I understand it, the state will be sending us, the map with the different districts, and we can either approve what they send us or deny it. It sounds like, from the way I understand it, we have we can do that three. If we deny it three times, then the commission will be the ones that will be drawing the lines.
And then,
but like I said, this is all kind of new, so I haven't been through it all yet.
And does the public get any say into redistricting? Like, do they get any comments or any type of say?
Yes, yes, there will be public comments on the maps that are given to us. Yes.
And then, according to the census, the county lost people. Is it concerning that it's kind of trending that way?
Excuse me, what'd you say?
The county lost people. Is it concerning?
You know, it is a little concerning in the smaller communities that they did lose some population. Overall, we're not down that much. Kind of the southwestern side of the county, or southeastern side of the county, sorry, picked up some more individuals. So, you know, as a county, as long as we're staying steady, I think we're doing good.
All right. Thank you, Mike. And is there any final thoughts you'd like to say as we wrap it up?
No, I'm good.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
And that was our Guthrie County Let's Talk program with District 5 Supervisor of Guthrie County, Michael Dixon. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.